Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 25th. I'm George Kearns with a look at the latest South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, a longtime law enforcement officer from Lancaster County passed away yesterday after collapsing during a training event at the Sheriff's Department's firing range. No official cause of death yet, but a statement from the Sheriff's Office said Deputy James Kirk Jr. passed away from what appears to be a medical condition. Kirk joined the Sheriff's Office in 2015 after 25 years with the Lancaster Police Department. A coroner says the seven inmates killed during a prison riot earlier this month all bled to death from stab wounds. Lee County Coroner Larry Logan said yesterday that all the inmates had several stab or cutting wounds inflicted inside Lee Correctional Institution. Authorities say inmates in three wings of the maximum security prison fought uninterrupted for several hours. The state law enforcement division continues to investigate the riot. No charges have been filed yet. A man who admits bilking a South Carolina project turning warheads into nuclear reactor fuel says he's too old and too sick to go to prison. The Augusta Chronicle reports that Philip Thompson, who admits the scheme took more than $5 million over 5 years, asked a federal judge to let him serve his sentence at home. The judge postponed her decision, saying she wants to study Thompson's health more. Sentencing for Thompson's co-defendant, Aaron Venafron, is also being delayed. Well, law enforcement officials in the Midlands are creating a task force to find the area's most prolific violent criminals and crack down on gun violence. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says his officers are joining Richland County Sheriff's deputies to make sure these people don't have guns and arrest them if they're breaking the law. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott says investigators will be monitoring these people so closely they'll know if they spit on the sidewalk. A bill creating a new state child advocate is close to winning final legislative approval following a key vote in the State House yesterday. House members unanimously approved the measure that will give sweeping authority to the new officer over any child receiving state protection or state services. Greenville Representative Bruce Bannister said the new child advocate will also have subpoena powers.
Any agency really that's dealing with children who are in crisis or have come out of crisis or were abused or neglected, if that child's not getting the services that child should get, this is the place you can go to get some help.
The bill, which has already passed in the Senate, is a routine final step from the governor's desk. South Carolina is listed among the deadliest states for drivers. Safewise, a company that specializes in safety and home security, has compiled numbers from 2016 that show that South Carolina averaged more than 20 deaths per 100,000 people due to car accidents. That's the third deadliest in the nation, behind only Mississippi and Alabama. The report noted that states that issued more citations with higher fines had fewer instances of distracted driving. And that's a look at some of the latest South Carolina headlines we're following. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns.